Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Kyle Connell. I serve as the missions pastor at our Lewis Center campus, and this last Sunday I had the privilege of sharing at our Plain City campus, and we looked at John chapter 10, verses 1 through 10, as we were in a standalone message. And I just want to read this passage this morning and just reflect on it for a few minutes, and then we'll spend some time in prayer. So John chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of a stranger. This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and he will go in and out and find pasture. In verse 10, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Man, what a powerful passage of scripture. And there's so many things that we could say, but in this short period of time, I just want to hit on a couple of things as reminders that we talked about from Sunday. Number one, Jesus is the door, right? And later on in John chapter, later on in the book of John, we're going to see that Jesus says he is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. And Jesus is the door. He's the entrance to salvation. The only way to have salvation is to have a relationship with Jesus. I think the second thing that I want to highlight is that in verse 10, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. The only thing the enemy wants to do is to kill us, to kill our children, to kill our hopes and our dreams. He wants to destroy us. He wants to steal things from us, right? He wants to take our joy. And then we hear that Jesus himself wants to give us life. He wants to give us a full life, an abundant life. And I think so often we settle for less than what God's best is for us, right? And one of the things we talked about on Sunday was this idea that we can settle for good instead of being great, and what that looks like. And I think along the way, that is ultimately where we need to contemplate in our own lives. Are we doing the good, which is fantastic, or are we being great? Are we doing all that we can do? Are we spending time with the Lord on a regular basis? And this ultimately is what God wants for us. He desires that we live a full and abundant life. And that is really just what I want to encourage you to spend just a couple of minutes just focusing in on in prayer today, is just asking the Lord to allow you to experience the full and abundant life. So as I pray for you, and then I want to give you just a couple of minutes to pray for this for yourself. Father, what a privilege and a joy and an honor to know you as our personal Lord and Savior. And God, thank you that you desire for us to experience the full life, the abundant life. Lord, I pray that as we take a few minutes just to pray this morning, that you would give us minds, Lord, that are focused on you. Help us to hear and just sense your spirit in our hearts, Lord, in areas that we need to change, Lord, areas that we need to strive to do great in rather than just being okay and good in. Lord, that we would desire to spend time with you on a more regular basis, that we would spend more time in prayer and just desiring to know you. Father, help us to experience the abundant life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.